Hello, Ryerson. Welcome to the Rye Report for Monday, September 16th. I'm Dania Ali.
I'm Ramza Chaudhry. We bring you today's top four stories. The Rams men's hockey team will kick off their first ever homecoming game this Friday. The team will be playing against the Queens Gales in an exhibition game held at the MAC. The Rams start the season as current champions of the OUA West Division. Last season, the team won 20 out of 28 games, beating out the Brock Badgers for the division title. The duo of Matt Mistele and Matthew Santos played a large role in the team's victory. They were first and second in points in the OUA respectively. Last year, the team narrowly fell to the Guelph Griffins in the second round of the Queen's Cup playoffs. They will go into the new season looking to improve on their finish heading into the future. The game will take place on September 20th with the puck drop at 7:15 p.m. The Ryerson community is in mourning this week. Last week, Ryerson journalism student Yusor Javed died. She came down with a serious illness a few weeks ago. Staff and students attended a memorial this week, past weekend, in Scarborough with her family. Ryerson journalism chair Janice Neal tweeted that Yusor Javed was a talented journalist and enthusiastic to learn everything. This week, the Ryerson community is invited to pay their respects at a memorial in the RCC building in room 221.
Ryerson has sent out a proposal to introduce special constables to the security team. The head of security at Ryerson found that more students feel unsafe on campus. The number of students using the WalkSafe program have doubled in the past year. Several consultations later, Denise Campbell decided that an upgrade was overdue. These special constables will receive a higher wage, more training, and a different uniform. They will have more authority on campus. The Ryersonian looked at a 2010 report from the Anti-Racism Task Force. They found that some students raised concerns about the behavior of security in relation to racial profiling. A Ryerson criminology expert heard similar concerns at one of the consultations. Anne-Marie Singh said putting a new police presence on campus could make the community feel more uncomfortable. Campbell invites students who may feel this way to come talk to her directly. The proposal is currently being reviewed by the Toronto Police Service Board. If approved, special constables may be on campus by the winter semester next year. The School of Child and Youth Care is celebrating its 30th anniversary this week. The school will be launching a visual exhibit called An Exploration of Child Labor Through Visual Arts on Friday. Artist Sabahat Anis is partnering with the Faculty of Community Services to put on the show. It will center around the social, cultural, and historical perspective on child labor. The school also plans to have a public lecture at the event by Tara Collins. The most prolific child rights activist will be providing context for the exhibit. Signing off to the Rye Report, I'm Dania Ali.
And I'm Ramza Chaudhry.